I walked in this morning and and we started out with a song about the fact that we can come to Him with the best that we have. But we can
And we can også komme til ham med det værste, vi har. The new soul.
The old scars.
Yeah. De gamle ar.
And before I start today, I'm just going to pray.
Før jeg starter i dag, så vil jeg gerne bede.
Because I really want God to speak to us today.
Så jeg vil gerne have, at Gud han snakker til os i dag.
And you'll find out very shortly why.
Og I vil snart finde ud af hvorfor.
Lord, we come into this place today.
Gud, vi kommer ind til dig i dag.
Lord, we gather here in your name.
Vi samles her i dit navn.
And your word says, Lord, that where two or more gather in your name, you are there.
Og her dit ord siger, at hvor to eller mere er samlet, der vil du være iblandt dem.
So Lord, as we come to you today.
Så her, som vi kommer til dig i dag.
With the best that we have.
Med det bedste vi har.
With the worst.
Med det værste vi har.
With our sores.
Med vores sår.
With our scars.
Med vores ar.
Lord, and we stretch out our arms to you.
At Gud, vi strækker vores arme ud imod dig.
Whether that be physically.
Om det er fysisk.
Or whether that be just in our hearts, Lord God, we stretch our spiritual arms towards you.
Eller om det bare er vores hjerte, vi rækker vores åndelige arme ud til dig.
Because Lord, we have need for you in our lives.
For Gud, vi har behov for dig i vores liv.
That the message of Christmas.
At julens budskab kommer til os.
Is a message of hope.
Julens budskab er et besked om håb.
And Lord, the hope of mankind.
Det er menneskehedens håb.
Is Jesus.
Det er Jesus.
So Jesus, as we lift you up today.
Så Jesus, som vi løfter dig op i dag.
Give us a revelation of who you are.
Giv os en åbenbaring om hvem du er.
That we might leave this place today.
Så vi må forlade det her sted i dag.
With a greater hope.
Med et større håb.
With a greater understanding.
En større forståelse.
That you not only guide us in this life, Lord God.
At du ikke bare leder os i det her liv.
That you are the path that we walk on.
Men du er den sti vi går på.
But Lord, that you are with us.
Og Herre, at du er med os.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
The second day of Advent.
Den anden dag i Advent.
Where we light the second candle.
Hvor vi tænder det andet lys.
Now I grew up in Australia and not very connected to the traditional sides of church.
Ja, jeg voksede op i Australien og var ikke så meget forbundet med den traditionelle side af kirken.
And so I didn't really even know about Advent till I came to Denmark.
Så jeg kendte slet ikke til Advent før jeg kom til Danmark.
It's just not something that we talk about.
Det er bare ikke rigtig noget vi snakker om.
It's not that we don't believe in the message of it.
Det er ikke det vi ikke tror på budskabet.
But it's not something that we set a focus on.
Men det er ikke noget vi sætter fokus på.
The 4 weeks leading up to Christmas.
De 4 uger der leder op til julen.
So I decided I needed to have a bit of a history lesson.
Så jeg besluttede mig at jeg havde behov for en historielektion.
So like we can these days I opened up my iPad.
Så jeg åbnede op en iPad.
And I googled Advent.
Jeg googlede Advent.
So I could get a better understanding.
Så jeg kunne få en større forståelse.
Now there are 3 main messages that come with Advent.
Der er 3 hovedbudskaber der kommer med Advent.
And the first is that it is for us to be reminded that he is once again he's going to come again.
Og det første er at vi skal mindes om at han kommer igen.
And that for us is a message of hope.
Og der er et budskab om håb.
The 2 middle Sundays of Advent.
De 2 midtsøndage af Advent.
We focus on the life of Jesus.
Fokuserer vi på Jesu liv.
And on the 4th Sunday of Advent, which is the closest one to Christmas.
Og på den 4. søndag, den tætteste på julen.
We remember the birth of Christ.
Der husker vi på Jesu fødsel.
I read further that this is a time of fasting.
Jeg læste videre, og det her det er en tid til faste.
Is anybody fasting?
Er der nogen, der faster?
No. I didn't want to presume, but I didn't think anybody would be fasting.
Jeg ville ikke antage, at der var nogen, der fastede.
That was the first I'd heard of fasting at this time.
Det var det første gang, jeg hørte om faste i den her tid.
And if I was to think about fasting around the time of Christmas,
og hvis jeg tænkte på at skulle faste omkring julen,
I would be focusing on what I'd be doing after Christmas.
Så ville jeg fokusere på, hvad jeg skulle lave bagefter julen.
Because with all the hygge eating,
rundt med al den her hygge spisning,
and a juicy duck,
og den saftige and,
and flæskesteg with brown sauce,
og flæskesteg med brun sauce,
I tend to eat too much.
Så kommer jeg til at spise for meget.
So the only time I think I'd be doing any fasting,
så det ene tidspunkt, jeg tænker, jeg vil komme til at lave noget faste,
is to lose the 2 or 3 kilos that I gained over this period.
Er for at tabe de her 2 kilo, som jeg har taget på i løbet af den her periode.
But I don't even know why I'm going to open this, but oh. I also learned that the time that Advent actually began is unknown.
Jeg lærte også, at man faktisk ikke rigtig ved, hvornår man begyndte at holde advent.
I didn't think that was a very good start.
Jeg tænkte ikke rigtigt, det var en særlig god start
for my research,
for hans forskning i det.
But we are, I understand that it started around the time of 480 AD.
Men jeg fandt ud af, at det startede omkring 480 efter Kristi fødsel.
But as I thought about this message that we're going to have a look at today,
men som jeg tænkte på det her budskab, som det er, vi skal kigge på i dag,
I had so many great ideas.
Så fik jeg så mange gode ideer.
I thought about, well, we could talk about one of the different candles.
Jeg tænkte, vi kunne snakke om en af de forskellige lys.
We could talk about the story of Jesus.
Vi kunne snakke om historien om Jesus.
We could talk about the message of hope of Christmas.
Vi kunne snakke om julehåbet.
We could talk about the light that came into the world.
Vi kan snakke om det lys, der kom ind i verden.
And my head just began to swim.
And my head
was swimming with different thoughts.
Hans hoved begyndte at svømme rundt med alle de her tanker.
And I stand before you very humbly today.
Og jeg står ydmygt foran jer i dag.
Because I've done so much time researching this week.
Jeg har lavet så meget forskning i det her den her uge.
I have done so much time asking God what I want he wanted put on my heart to speak about today.
Jeg har brugt så meget tid på at spørge Gud om, hvad har du lagt på mit hjerte i dag?
And as I thought about the message of Christmas,
som jeg tænkte på julebudskabet,
I began to think about these 3 wise men.
Så begyndte jeg at tænke på de her 3 vise mænd,
that made their journey to meet Jesus,
som rejste langt for at møde Jesus.
And I'm very humbled today.
Og jeg er meget ydmyg i dag.
Because I stayed up till 4 o'clock this morning.
Det jeg var op til klokken 4 her i morges.
And with a horrible week.
Og med en forfærdelig uge.
And preparing next week
til at også forberede næste uge.
My final exam in Danish.
Til hans sidste eksamen i dansk.
Which is quite difficult.
Som er ret svær.
I've not been able to collect 2 thoughts to be able to put them down on paper.
Så har jeg ikke rigtig kunne sådan samle 2 tanker og sætte ned på papir.
So I'm not going to apologize.
Så jeg har ikke tænkt mig at undskylde.
But today I'm coming before him with the best and the worst that I have.
Men i dag så kommer jeg foran ham med det bedste og det værste jeg har.
Because we live in a time and place.
Vi lever i tid og et sted.
Where we are expected to be absolutely prepared in every way.
Hvor det forventes er at vi er forberedt til hver ting.
When we invite people into our home.
Når vi inviterer folk hjem.
There is an expectation.
Der er en forventning.
I don't know whether it's the expectation that other people have of us.
Jeg ved ikke om det er andres forventninger til os.
Or whether it's society's pressure that we take upon ourselves.
Eller om det er samfundsforventninger vi tager på os selv.
That we have to have everything so perfectly prepared.
At vi skal have alting så perfekt forberedt.
Everything has to be so in order.
Alting skal være i orden.
And as I try to prepare, I normally come so well prepared for a message.
Normalt så kommer jeg så velforberedt med et budskab.
And I've got so many thoughts and it all just seems to come together.
Jeg har så mange tanker, og det hele ser ud til at komme sammen.
And this week it just didn't happen.
Og i den her uge så skete det bare ikke.
I stood in the shower this morning as I was getting ready.
Jeg stod i badet i morges her, da jeg skulle gøre mig klar.
And I began to cry.
Og jeg begyndte at græde.
Lord, why isn't this happening for me?
Herre, hvorfor sker det her ikke for mig?
Why can't I prepare something today?
Hvorfor kan jeg ikke forberede noget til i dag?
And I feel like I'm on test this morning.
Og jeg følte som om jeg til en prøve her
like
i morgen.
I was putting myself on the test.
Jeg tog mig selv til en test.
I felt like a lab rat that is being prepared to be tested on. A rat that we do a scientific tests on.
Oh yeah, han er forsøgsdyr som der skal testes på.
And that's the way I feel today.
Og det er sådan jeg føler det i dag.
Because I feel underprepared.
For jeg føler mig underforberedt.
I feel like I don't have something. I feel like I have something to share.
Jeg føler at jeg har noget jeg gerne vil dele.
And with all these thousand thoughts in my mind, I'm just going to share what God puts on my heart now.
Og med alle de her tusind ord i mit hoved, så vil jeg bare dele hvad Gud han har lagt på mit hjerte nu.
And as I thought about, as I think about these three wise men that made their journey to Bethlehem.
Og når jeg tænker på de her tre vise mænd som tog deres rejse hen til Bethlehem.
They saw this beautiful star up ahead.
De så den her smukke stjerne op fremme.
That was hanging in the sky above this stable in Bethlehem,
som hang i himlen over stallen i Bethlehem.
And what, how much information these wise men had about what was taking place, we don't actually know.
Og hvor meget ligesom de her vise mænd, de vidste, det ved vi faktisk ikke.
But one thing we do know is that they knew that a king had been born.
Det eneste vi ved, det er, at vi ved, at de vidste, at en konge var blevet født.
And it was a very difficult time in the land of Israel.
Og det var en meget besværlig tid i landet Israel.
Because the Jewish people were being oppressed by Roman rule.
Fordi at jøderne, de var blevet undertrykt af det romerske herredømme.
And they were looking for a savior.
Og de kiggede efter en frelser.
That was going to take them out of their troubles.
Som skulle befri dem fra deres problemer.
And I thought about this path that the wise men had to take.
Og jeg tænker på den her sti, som de her vise mænd var nødt til at tage.
To make that destination.
For at komme frem til deres destination.
Because unlike today,
fordi anderledes fra i dag,
when we go down a street or we travel from one town to the next,
når vi går ned ad en gade eller skal fra en by til en anden,
there's plenty of lighting.
Så der er masser af lys.
But for these men in the times of Jesus,
men for de her mænd på Jesu tid,
they would have had to travel a very dark road.
De skulle rejse ad en meget mørk vej.
There would have been many stones.
Der ville have været mange sten.
That they could have tripped over.
Som de kunne have faldet over.
But they saw something so amazing in the sky.
Men de så noget så fantastisk på
himlen. And they heard rumors of a savior.
Og de havde hørt rygter om en frelser.
That they knew that this journey was going to be worth taking.
Og de vidste at den her rejse ville være værd at tage på.
And I thought about this journey.
Og jeg tænkte på den her rejse.
And I likened it to the journey that we face.
Og jeg tænker på det som den rejse som vi står overfor.
This journey of life.
Den her livets rejse.
This journey of a spiritual life where we are trying to reach a destination.
Den her spirituelle rejse hvor det er, vi forsøger at nå frem til et mål.
And on that road to reach the destination.
Og på den vej hen til målet.
Which we call heaven.
Som vi kalder himlen.
There is a road that we have to take.
Så er der en vej, som vi er nødt til at tage.
And sometimes that road is windy.
Og nogle gange så snor den her vej sig.
Sometimes that road is dark.
Og nogle gange så er den mørk.
Sometimes that road has stones on it that want to trip, that are there to trip us up.
Og nogle gange så er der sten på den her vej, som vi kan falde over.
And I thought about it, it reminded me of a verse.
Og det mindede mig om et vers.
And we find that verse in Psalm 119, verse 105.
Vi finder det i Salme 119, vers 105.
Now, I normally like to read the verses leading up to.
Normalt så kan jeg godt lide at læse versene, som leder op til det vers, som han skal snakke om.
To put us in a context.
For ligesom at sætte det i en sammenhæng.
But since it's verse 105.
Men siden det er vers 105.
I'm not going to read the whole leading up passages to get us into context.
Så skal jeg nok lade være med at læse alle versene op til det her for at få en sammenhæng.
But this, for us traveling this road, is a message of hope.
Men for os at skulle rejse på den her vej, så er der et budskab om håb.
And the verse says this.
Og verset siger således.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Dit ord er en lygte for min fod, et lys på vejen foran mig.
I have taken an oath and confirmed it.
Dine love er gode og retfærdige. Jeg har lovet mig selv altid at overholde dem.
That I will follow your righteous ways.
Yes.
Oh, you've already read it?
Yeah, I think I've already read the last one.
By the time we're turning teenagers,
når vi er ved at være teenager,
there's an expectation on us to already know what our life is going to look like.
Så er der en forventning om, at vi skal vide, hvad vores liv kommer til at se ud som.
And I've never felt that more than when I came to Denmark.
Og jeg har aldrig følt det mere, da jeg kom til Danmark.
Because we place so much emphasis on being prepared for the future.
Vi lægger så meget tryk på det her med at være forberedt til fremtiden.
What am I going to take as an education?
Hvilken uddannelse skal jeg vælge?
Where do I see myself in 5-10 years?
Hvor ser jeg mig selv om 5 eller 10 år?
What sort of house do I want to live in?
Hvilket hus vil jeg gerne bo i?
What sort of neighborhood do I want to live in?
Hvilket område vil jeg gerne bo i?
What sort of car do I want to drive?
Hvilken bil vil jeg gerne køre i?
And all of these things will dictate the choice of the education that we take.
Og alle de her ting, de vil have indflydelse på det valg, vi tager ved uddannelse.
Because the education that we take will depend on the amount of money that we will earn.
Fordi den uddannelse, vi tager, den har indflydelse på, hvor mange penge vi kommer til at tjene.
And I think that this is a very unfair expectation to put on ourselves.
Og jeg synes, det her er en meget uretfærdig forventning at lægge på os selv.
That we feel this weight on our shoulders.
Den her vægt på vores skuldre.
Because the world around us puts expectations on us.
Fordi at verden omkring os, den lægger forventninger på os.
And we put expectations on ourselves.
Og vi lægger selv forventninger på os selv.
And we can put expectations on whether we feel that we are good or not in God's sight.
Og vi kan lægge forventninger på os selv i forhold til om vi er gode eller ikke gode i Guds øjne.
Whether we have failed or whether we are successful.
Om vi har fejlet eller om vi har fået succes.
Am I living a Christian life that is pleasing to him?
Lever jeg et kristent liv som behager ham?
Is it good enough?
Er det godt nok?
Is it good enough to get me into heaven?
Er det godt nok til at jeg kan komme ind i himlen?
And the story of Jesus' life is.
Og historien om Jesus' liv er.
The story of the cross is.
Historien om korset er.
That there is nothing that we can do to earn heaven.
At der er ikke noget vi kan gøre for at gøre os fortjent til himlen.
There is nothing that we can do to earn a greater life.
Der er ikke noget vi kan gøre til at gøre os fortjent til et bedre liv.
That Jesus came to give.
At Jesus han kom for at give
us a life. And that is by grace.
Han kom for at give os et liv. Et liv, som vi er blevet givet af noget.
As I stood in the shower this morning,
som jeg stod i badet i morges,
I felt I wasn't good enough.
Så følte jeg ikke, jeg var god nok.
I don't know if it's because I wanted to impress.
Jeg ved ikke, om det er, fordi jeg gerne vil imponere.
Whether I wanted to bring something that was going to make people say wow.
Om det var, fordi jeg bare skulle lave noget, der ville få folk til at sige wow.
What knowledge he has.
Hvilken viden han har.
What understanding he has.
Hvilken forståelse han har.
But when I look at this verse,
og når jeg kigger på det her vers,
and I question, where am I heading?
Og jeg spørger mig selv, hvor er jeg på vej hen?
I would like to be able to see sometimes what the future looks like.
Så vil jeg meget gerne nogle gange have lov til at se ind, hvad min fremtid er.
I'd like to know all the answers.
Jeg vil gerne kende alle svarene.
And my son this week, he's quite funny.
Og min søn denne uge, han er ret sjov.
He's 16, but he's beginning to act like a teenager.
Ja, han begynder næsten at opføre sig som en teenager allerede.
He's beginning to think like he has all the answers.
Han tror, han har alle svarene.
And I remember when I was a teenager.
Jeg kan huske dengang jeg var en teenager.
How much I thought I had all the answers.
Hvor meget jeg troede jeg havde alle svarene.
How much I had it all planned out for myself.
Og jeg prøvede at have det hele planlagt for mig selv.
And the older I get.
Og jo ældre jeg bliver.
The more humble I become.
Jo mere ydmyg bliver jeg også.
Because I realize I don't have the answers.
Fordi jeg indser at jeg har ikke alle svarene.
Not in myself.
I hvert fald ikke i mig selv.
My kids ask me questions like, God, Dad, Dad, what is heaven like?
Mine børn, de spørger mig spørgsmål som, far, hvad er himlen som?
How do I know if I'm gonna get into heaven?
Hvordan ved jeg, om jeg kommer ind i himlen?
And as a father, I have to start trying to answer these questions.
Og som en far, så må jeg prøve at svare på de her spørgsmål.
And I find myself often sitting there thinking, Lord, help me to give an answer here.
Og jeg tænker bare til mig selv, Herre, hjælp mig til at give dem et ordentligt svar.
Help me to come with an answer that is going to be something that he needs to hear.
Hjælp mig til at komme med et svar, som er noget han har behov for at høre.
Something that's going to give him hope.
Noget som vil give ham et håb.
Something that's going to light the path ahead of him.
Noget som vil lyse hans sti op for ham.
And so often we look at each other, Cecilia and I look at each other and we're like, how are we going to answer this question?
Ofte så kigger mig og Cecilia på hinanden og tænker, hvordan skal vi svare på det her spørgsmål?
And the point I'm trying to make is,
og den pointe jeg prøver at lave er,
that we feel so much like we have to have all the answers.
At vi føler så meget at vi skal have alle svarene.
And this verse says here that he is a lamp to my feet.
Og det her vers det siger at han er en lygte for min fod.
And he's a light to my path.
Og han er et lys for min sti.
And as these wise men, they had to travel to Bethlehem in the middle of the night to meet Jesus.
Og ligesom de her vise mænd, de havde behov for at rejse i natten hen for at møde Jesus.
They would have carried these lanterns to light their way.
Så ville de have haft de her lanterner til at lyse deres vej foran dem.
These lights were not like sitting in a car and turning on the high beam.
Og de her lys, det var ikke som at sidde i en bil og tænde for langlyset.
They were reliant on these lamps, and it would have only just lit a short part of the path that was ahead of them.
Det ville kun lyse en lille bitte smule frem af deres sti.
And I think that we see this confirmed in this verse.
Og jeg synes, vi ser det her bekræftet i det her vers.
That your word is a lamp to my feet.
At dit ord er en lygte for min fod.
And when we're looking for spiritual answers.
Og når vi kigger efter åndelige svar.
And on this journey of life as being a follower of Jesus.
Og den her rejse af at være en følger af Jesus.
Sometimes we can only see just the one step or the two steps that are ahead of us.
Nogle gange kan vi kun se de første 1-2 skridt foran os.
We can't always be so prepared that every step in life is planned for us.
Vi kan ikke være så forberedt at alle skridt i vores liv er planlagt for os.
And if we do rely on our own abilities to be able to do that.
Og hvis det er at vi tror at vi selv kan gøre det at planlægge det hele.
We will surely come to disappointment.
Så vil vi blive skuffet over os selv.
So sometimes I think that God, how am I going to make it through this challenge? And Mikael prayed that with us this morning.
Nogle gange så tænker jeg, Gud, hvordan skal jeg overkomme den her udfordring?
And he said, if someone's facing a challenge in their life,
hvis nogen de står over for en udfordring i deres liv,
if you want to just put up your hand,
så må I gerne række hånden op.
And I put my hand straight up, because I've got challenges in my life.
Og jeg sætter min hånd op, fordi jeg har udfordringer i mit liv.
I can't see very far ahead of me right now.
Jeg kan ikke se særlig langt foran mig lige nu.
I can't see what the future holds for me.
Jeg kan ikke se, hvad fremtiden bringer for mig.
And I think that that's what this verse is trying to say to us.
Og jeg tror, det er det, det her vers prøver at fortælle os.
That he will light the path that he needs for us to see.
Den fortæller, at han vil lyse op det, vi har behov for at se.
He's going to be the one that shines the light on the path that is ahead of us.
Han vil være den, der lyser op stien foran os.
But if we try to light up the path for ourselves,
and hvis vi prøver selv at lyse vejen op,
I'm afraid that I will come to disappointment.
Så tror jeg, det vil føre til skuffelse.
His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Ja, dit ord er en lygte for min fod og et lys foran mig.
This makes me think about one of the things that our need to become dependent on him.
Ja, det kommer for mig til at tænke på vores behov for at blive afhængig af ham.
And there's a few verses that I just found on the way here.
Og der er et par vers, som jeg fandt på vejen hertil.
As I prayed desperately in the car, God, I don't know what to share.
Som jeg desperat bad i min bil. Gud, jeg ved ikke, hvad jeg skal dele.
And I found these verses.
Og jeg fandt de her vers.
And it says, for I am the Lord your God.
For jeg er Herren jeres Gud.
Who takes a hold of your right hand.
Som holder fast i din højre hånd.
And he says to you.
Og siger til dig.
Do not fear.
Frygt ikke.
I will help you.
Jeg vil hjælpe dig.
In all my inability to be prepared today.
I al min ja, jeg er ikke forberedt til i dag.
I saw it as just a big picture of my life.
Så jeg et stort billede af mit liv.
That I don't have all the answers.
At jeg ikke har alle svarene.
I remember there was a lady when I was a pastor back in Australia.
Jeg husker en dag, da jeg var præst over i Australien.
I was talking to this lady and she was telling me about her struggles.
Jeg snakkede med hende her dame, og hun fortalte mig om hendes problemer.
She was having difficulties in her faith.
Hun havde problemer med sin tro.
And I said, yeah, I understand.
Og jeg sagde, ja, jeg forstår.
And she said, how could you possibly understand?
Hun sagde, hvordan kunne du nogensinde forstå?
Because she looked at me as a man that stood up here behind the pulpit.
Hun kiggede på mig som en mand, der stod bagved.
One that gave the answers to people.
Ham som gav alle svarene til folk.
And she said, Jeremy, what would you know about facing challenges?
Og så sagde hun, Jeremy, hvad i alverden vil du vide om at stå over for udfordringer?
And I said to her, I know a lot about challenges.
Og så sagde jeg, jeg kender en del til udfordringer.
And I have experienced pain.
Og jeg har erfaret smerte.
I know what it's like to not know what's ahead of me.
Jeg har prøvet det her med ikke at vide, hvad der er foran mig.
I know what it's like to feel like I'm walking in darkness.
Jeg ved, hvordan det føles at gå i hvad? I mørke.
But she found that so difficult to understand because she saw the preacher guy as the guy that had all the answers.
Hun så mig som ham der, som havde alle svarene.
In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 it says this.
I Ordsprogenes bog vers 3 5 til 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Stol på Herren med hele dit hjerte.
And don't lean on your own understanding.
Og stol ikke på din eller læn dig ikke op af din egen forståelse.
In all your ways submit to him.
I alle områder så underkaster ham.
And he will make your paths straight.
Og han vil gøre dine stier lige.
It says in Proverbs 16:9.
I Ordsprogenes bog 16:9.
In their hearts humans plan their course.
I deres hjerter så planlægger menneskene deres vej.
But the Lord establishes their steps.
Men Herren, han skaber deres trin.
I don't have all the answers as I stand up here today.
Jeg har ikke alle svarene, som jeg står foran jer i dag.
I'm just like everybody else.
Jeg er bare ligesom alle andre.
But even as I stood crying in the shower this morning, Lord, what am I going to do?
Men selv som jeg stod grædende i badet i morges og spurgte Herre, hvad skal jeg gøre?
I can't even see the next step in front of me right now.
Jeg kan ikke engang se det næste skridt foran mig lige nu.
Yeah, and even as I stand here today, and maybe you're thinking, wow, this guy really is. He doesn't have anything to say today.
Og selvom jeg står her i dag, I måske tænker, han har ikke noget at sige i dag.
I see myself as one that needs to have a path lit before him.
Så ser jeg mig selv som en, der har behov for at få min vej oplyst af ham.
And if it takes me, I prayed today while I was in the shower, I said, Lord, if it takes me today to feel embarrassed.
Og jeg bad i dag, hvis det kræver i dag for at få mig til at føle mig pinligt.
If it takes me standing up here before you today being absolutely humbled.
Hvis det kræver for mig at stå foran jer i dag og være fuldstændig ydmyg.
To make the point.
For at lave den pointe.
That God is a lamp unto my feet.
At Gud, han er en lygte for min fod.
He's a light for my path.
Han er et lys for min sti.
And even though I stand here and I don't have some amazing message for you.
Og selvom jeg står her, jeg ikke har en fantastisk budskab til jer.
The reality is, it says that when we take his word is a lamp to my feet.
Så er virkeligheden, at når vi siger, at dit ord er en lygte for min fod.
And when we feel like we don't have the answers.
Og når vi føler, at vi ikke har svarene.
When we feel like the path is dark around us.
Når vi føler, at stien er mørk omkring os.
When we feel like we're tripping over and falling.
Når vi føler, at vi falder.
And we feel like we're not good enough in the eyes of God.
Og vi føler ikke, vi ikke er gode nok i Herrens øjne.
When we feel like we're not good enough in the eyes of man.
Når vi føler, vi ikke er gode nok i menneskers øjne.
He said that his word would come as a lamp to our feet.
Så siger han, at hans ord vil komme som en lygte for vores fod.
It would come as a word of encouragement.
Det vil komme som et opmuntrende ord.
So when we take the word and we say, Lord, I don't have the answers right now.
Så når jeg tager ordet og siger, jeg har ikke alle svarene lige nu.
But what I am doing is I'm going to put my faith and my trust in you.
Men hvad jeg gør, det er, at jeg sætter min tro og min tillid i dig.
And so many times in the last couple of years I've tried to understand and try to be able to comprehend with my natural abilities.
Og i løbet af det sidste par år, så har jeg virkelig prøvet at forstå alle de her forskellige tor.
Who God is.
Da jeg har prøvet at forstå, hvem Gud han er.
How he works.
Hvordan han fungerer.
And I realize that I can't.
Og det går op for mig, at det kan jeg ikke.
I can't explain who he is.
Jeg kan ikke forklare, hvad han er.
It takes me to just believe.
Det kræver af mig, at jeg bare skal tro.
To just have faith.
Bare at have tro.
Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him.
Jeg læn dig ikke op af din egen forståelse, men læn dig i alle områder op af ham.
The message that I want us to walk away with today.
Budskabet, som jeg gerne vil have, at vi går herfra med i dag.
Is it the road that we travel?
Er den vej, som vi rejser på?
Is a difficult one.
Det er en besværlig en.
The answers to all of our problems are difficult to find.
Svarene på alle vores problemer, de er svære at finde.
But we are promised in his word.
Men vi er lovet i hans ord.
That if we seek him,
at hvis vi søger ham,
that we will find him.
At vi vil finde ham.
If we search his word,
hvis det er, vi søger i hans ord,
and we sow it into our hearts,
og vi tager det ind i vores hjerter,
that it will speak to us.
Så vil det tale til os.
It will be a guide for us.
Så vil det være en leder for os.
It will be something that we can trust in.
Det vil være noget, som det er, vi kan stole på.
I can't explain who God is.
Jeg kan ikke forklare, hvem Gud er.
And that was the thing as I stood before him this morning.
Og det var ligesom det, da jeg stod foran ham i morges.
Even though I realized I don't have the answers.
Selv da jeg indså, at jeg ikke har alle svarene.
You know one thing I did have.
Så vidste jeg en ting, jeg havde.
I had a peace.
Jeg havde en fred.
And I began to realize it was more important that I had that revelation.
At begyndte at gå op for mig, at det var mere vigtigt, at jeg havde den åbenbaring.
That I didn't know what I was going to talk about this morning.
At jeg ikke vidste, hvad jeg skulle snakke om her i morges.
But I've sown the word of God in my heart.
Men jeg har taget Guds ord i mit hjerte.
And I don't know what tomorrow looks like.
Og jeg ved ikke, hvordan i morgen ser ud.
But I know that he's going to be there with me.
Men jeg ved, at han vil være der sammen med mig.
In Isaiah, it talks about that the virgin would give birth to a son.
I Jesaja, der snakkede ham om, at en jomfru ville give fødsel til en søn.
And that his name would be.
Og at hans navn ville være.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
And I can't convince you of that.
Jeg kan ikke overbevise jer om det.
But I am convinced of that.
Men jeg er overbevist om det.
That in all my failures.
At i alle mine fejlbarheder.
In all my questions.
I alle mine spørgsmål.
That God is with me.
At Gud han er med mig.
The message of Christmas is one of hope.
Julens budskab er et budskab om håb.
And hope brings comfort.
Håb bringer tryghed med sig.
And hope and comfort.
Håb og tryghed.
They bring peace.
De bringer fred.
And the peace which he offers to us.
Og freden som han tilbyder os.
We are told it surpasses our understanding.
Vi er blevet fortalt, at den overgår vores forståelse.
So no matter where you are on that path right now.
Så uanset hvor du er hen på din sti lige nu.
Whether you can see one step ahead of you or you can see 10 steps ahead of you.
Om du kan se et skridt foran dig eller om du kan se 10 skridt foran dig.
I encourage you.
Så opfordrer jeg dig.
To invite God into that situation.
At invitere Gud ind i din situation.
Because I don't know the steps that I'm going to take.
For jeg kender ikke de skridt jeg kommer til at tage.
But Lord, one thing I do know.
Men Herre, en ting som jeg ved.
Is that I need you with me.
Er at jeg har behov for at have dig med mig.
I need you by my side.
Jeg har behov for dig ved min side.
I need you to guide me.
Jeg har behov for at du leder mig.
I need you to light the path.
Jeg har behov for dig til at lyse min sti for mig.
I don't know if anybody got anything out of today.
Jeg ved ikke, om der var nogen, der fik noget som helst ud af i dag.
I know that I have.
Jeg ved, at jeg har.
And it's hard for me to explain.
Og det er svært for mig at forklare.
Because I realized there's something this morning.
Fordi det er gået op for mig, at der er noget her i morges.
As I stood before him in the shower.
Som jeg stod foran ham i badet.
I said, Lord.
Sagde jeg, Herre.
I need to learn to be more dependent on you.
Jeg har behov for at lære at blive mere afhængig af dig.
I can't do this alone.
Jeg kan ikke gøre det her alene.
I need you to walk by my side.
Jeg har behov for at du går ved min side.
I need you to go before me.
Jeg har behov for at du går for mig.
And light my path.
Og lyser min sti.
And just as a last thought, we don't just have God with us.
Og ligesom en sidste tanke, vi har ikke bare no, Gud med os.
That's a great thing to have.
Det er en god ting at have.
But something just popped into my mind.
Men noget kom lige op i mig.
These three wise men.
De her tre vise mænd.
They weren't traveling alone.
De rejste ikke alene.
To meet Jesus.
For at møde Jesus.
There were three of them together.
Der var tre af dem sammen.
They had one on either side of them.
De havde en på hver sin side af dem.
They were traveling on that dusty, dark road.
De rejste på den her støvede, mørke vej på vej til Bethlehem.
But they had a friend by their side.
Men de havde en ven ved deres side.
And if there's one thing that I desire to see.
Og hvis der er én ting, som jeg ønsker at se.
We talk a lot about fellowship.
Vi snakker en del omkring fællesskab.
We talk a lot about relationship.
Vi snakker om forhold.
But the reality is that we have to choose to walk this road together.
Men virkeligheden er, at vi må vælge at gå den her vej sammen.
And that is God's plan for us as well.
Og det er Guds plan for os.
There's no reason for us to feel like we're walking alone.
Der er ingen grund for os til at føle, at vi går alene.
Because we gather here because we are all traveling that destination to that destination together.
Ja, for vi går mod den her mål sammen.
And I know I'm not alone.
Og jeg ved, jeg er ikke alene.
But sometimes I have to get past my pride.
Nogle gange så må jeg komme ud over min stolthed.
Sometimes I have to get past looking like I've got all the answers.
Nogle gange så må jeg komme ud over det her med, at jeg ser ud som om jeg har
alle svarene. And I have to take a Christian brother or sister.
Og jeg må tage en kristen bror eller søster.
By the hand.
I hånden.
And say, I need you to walk this road with me.
Jeg har behov for at du går den her vej sammen med mig.
I'm struggling right now.
Jeg kæmper lige nu.
But the only way that we can have that relationship. The only way we
can have this, måde, vi kan have det her forhold på,
is when we choose we're going to open up and be real and honest with each other.
Er, når det er, vi vælger at åbne op for hinanden og være ærlige med hinanden.
That's what church is.
Det er det, som kirke er.
That's why we gather together.
Det er derfor vi samles.
Because we're traveling a road together.
Vi rejser på den her sti sammen.
And we can come into a beautiful relationship with each other.
Og vi kan komme ind i en smuk relation til hinanden.
When we choose to open up.
Når vi vælger at åbne op.
When we choose to humble ourselves to one another.
Når vi ydmyger os selv for hinanden.
And we say, take me by the hand.
Og vi siger, tag mig i hånden.
And walk with me.
Og gå sammen med mig.
Travel this road with me.
Rejs den her vej sammen med mig.
Until we reach our destination together.
Indtil vi når vores endemål sammen.
That's about all I've got to say.
Det er bare omkring det, jeg havde i dag.